welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 15th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. You?
Aside from the servers at work blowing up on me all the time, my life is going great. Speaking of which, I have to get back to working on those, so let's go right into upcoming events. First up, what do we got here? We got the Style Cup 3. Man, I love the name of that event. And that's happening on April 30th in Repentigny.
That's a four-game Blood Bowl tournament approved by the NAF. It's $35 on pre-registration and $40 at the door. That includes both lunch and dinner. You have everything available about the format in the show notes. We'll have a link to their PDF information pack.
So, I know it's NAF approved. What's a NAF? Is that like a
National Association for Blood Bowl, something like that. International. That's a big overseeing rule stuff.
Already. Okay. Next up is Indy Open 8. It's May 7th and 8th. So the program and stuff is up on the website, right?
Yes, program is on the website. The player's pack is on the website too for people who want to know about the painting requirements and stuff like that, or at least the painting chart. The registration are open. You have until March 27th to register and get the shirt, because a shirt is included in the prize if you register before the end of March 27th. There's a bunch of events going on. We have a 2 days the 2 days 40k and 9th age tournaments, and single day we have 3 different War Machine tournaments, a casual, a master, and a team. We have a Guild Ball, Infinity, and X-Wing also during the weekend. And on top of that, on the Saturday, there will be the Figurine Quebec Painting Contest run by Mathieu Fontaine. That's the new name of the previously known Norton Defenders show.
And I know this Mother's Day weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you know what? Your mom will understand.
And that's also a reason why a lot of the tournaments are only single days. So if you can only do one of them, go on the Saturday or on the Sunday if you are able to switch depending on what you want to do. And that's also why the painting contest is run on a single day this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, your mom gave birth to you. She knows how much you love the little men. So, she will understand if you need to take at least one day to go and play with them. And if you go on Saturday and play in the War Machine Casual Tournament, you can face me. I mean, come on. What more needs to be said? I'll let you win. Okay. So, I'm apparently feeling silly. News. Right, that thing we do. So, first up, let's go with our non-crowdfunding stuff. And speaking of War Machine tournaments, Privateer Press has got some new releases for... this is, in fact, for War Machine, yes.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. All of the new releases for War Machine.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few things they've shown.
Yes.
One being the big bloated thing.
Yes. Mobius.
Yeah. Mobius, yeah. So he looks to be... Well, it's a bloat thrall, obviously. But like a big bloat thrall with a skeleton on top, like a some sort of undead thing. He's pretty creepy looking.
Oh yes, it is.
And apparently, he does some awesome things for bloat thralls. What else is up?
There's Forge Master Centurion. That model already, well, the character already exists and has a model. So I don't know if that's a risk called or an alternate model that's available. At large now. I don't know Convergence enough to be able to know. So, but okay. They have a new model available. I don't know if it's totally new or just a different material, but it's there.
Yeah, nice. Next up, Pyrus, the Flame Guard hero. Now, this guy's making me kind of feel a little twitchy about my Menoth.
Yeah, I can see why. He has a really cool pose.
Yeah, he looks very dynamic. The spear looks a little disproportionately large.
Well, that's War Machine.
Yeah, this is true. But he looks cool. I know I looked at his rules, and they seemed pretty awesome, too. So I may have to pull the Minoth out of retirement. And then last but not least, the creme de la creme, as we say, the Wraith Witch Denegra resculpt. This thing.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful.
This thing's a whole lot of wow.
I'm not a fan of Craig's sculpt or style, but that model is really, really cool. It's a great, great work for the sculptor did.
Yeah, and for a chick that's been cut in half, she's looking pretty good. She is really awesome looking. So yeah, go check that out, guys. That's all kinds of cool stuff from Privateer Press. Next up, from Warlord, for Beyond the Gates of Antares, we have the Isaurian Skirmish set on pre-order.
Yeah, that's a new faction available for the game. They are releasing late March.
So they look kind of like maybe serpent-influenced humans?
Yeah, I can see what they can see that. They give me a feel of 1843. They had one faction with all the white mask.
Yeah,
if you Therians. Mixed a human faction with that look.
You know why? It's because the studio paint job is that orange-black like the Therians mm-hmm. were from 1843. And I thought the same thing when I saw them. I'm like, wow, it screams Therians at me. So, I mean, they look pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing lots of good things about Beyond the Gates of Antares. So I hear it's bolt action with a twist. Like a modified bolt action system and lots of cool stuff from that. And next up, our buddies at Cromlech have released Lady Helena.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool model. They don't have a lot of full models except for their orcs. So it's pretty different. She looks like she could be used in a bunch of stuff. It's like a gothic lady with a cane in one end and a gauntlet with claws in the other. So she could be like a paint model for Dark Eldars or maybe an Inquisitor henchman, maybe. So I think you could find lots of places for that model to fit in.
Or even as an Inquisitor herself.
Yeah, maybe.
She had a couple swords, a dagger, a lightning claw thing. Like, I can see that working. Yeah, Cromlech always come out with cool stuff.
Yes.
Next up, Voodoo Works released Hulgrin the Collector. Now, I looked at this and I thought, oh, it's an orc. But you're telling me it's actually a halfling?
Voodoo Works have released a line of model that they called halfling at the release, but they look anything except as halflings. They look like goblins or hobgoblins, maybe. But
I totally see the hobgoblin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool little model. It stands a whopping 3 centimeters tall. So she's tiny.
Oh, yeah. And it's a female, pretty large model with the feathers. And they have some pretty cool sculpts for beastly stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely got a neat, unique look to it.
Yes, for sure.
Next up, Red Republic Games released Anum, I'm guessing,
for Arena Rex. Something like that, yeah.
So, again, a neat take on the model. What did you think?
I like most of the Arena Rex models. That specific one, I like maybe some part of it talk to me less, maybe the head of the model. But I like the pose. It's like a beast handler with a hyena on a chain. So I like the pose. I like the model. I just, maybe the face, it might be the paint job too. I'm not sure, but I like it.
Yeah, it's tough to say because the face looks very wide to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big bulky body, so I guess it makes sense. And the way the eyes are painted, it looks like he has no eyes. They're painted like, I mean, take the African-American skin tone, and it looks like it's got black eyes with white dots in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of weird looking. But the model itself, the guys at Arena Rex, they've really got some fantastic sculpts.
Oh, yes.
I almost backed that Kickstarter.
I'm really sad I didn't do it.
And the thing is, I knew I would never play this game, right? The models were awesome, but I'm like, I'll never use these. I'll never play the game.
Ah, oh, we would have played.
Yeah, once. Yeah, I know. Anyway, it's cool stuff from Red Republic Games. So, Nocturna Farewell. This is something special.
Oh, yes. It's 90 millimeter model, so 120 scale. That's really big. That's a paint model for painters. It's not a game model.
No. It's a display piece.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lady next to a cello. You call that in English?
Yep.
Yeah. I have no idea. Or archer.
The bow.
The bow. It's a bow. Okay. Well, with the bow in our other end, and there's like her hair are in a kind of dreamscape with music notes on them going through the cello head.
Yeah, and like the way that she's covered in like this metal filigree.
Mm-hmm.
She's nude, but you know, of course these little metal slivers are covering all the strategic parts. It is just a gorgeous piece. I would love to see what someone like Jessica Rich could do with this. Mm-hmm. This totally screams like her. This strikes me as the type of piece she would do. It's just a beautiful piece. And it's, you know, it's 60 euros, so it's expensive, but not that bad.
Oh, for the size of the model?
That's about $90.
Yeah.
So it's a dollar a millimeter. It's not so bad.
Well, and it's 90 millimeter scale, but the model with the cello and there's like smoke coming from the bottom standing at 120.
Yeah, for sure.
So
it's a huge model and definitely something pretty awesome. So kudos to Nocturna for launching that. All right, so that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And we have some fun stuff in this section. There's a couple things I really like. First up is, this is not a test, the Post-Apocalyptic Skirmish Rulebook.
The game has been going for a while in beta and available, and now they have launched it. Like, the miniatures are already available. You have people like Ash from Guerrilla War Gaming. Guerrilla Miniature has already been doing battle report video about the game and stuff like that. So you can already get it, but now the rules will have our back copy or our physical copy. So that's the main goal of this Kickstarter. And not only can you get the physical copy, but you also have pledges with the miniatures if you want to get in the game at the same time.
So is this a generic, is this a generic rule set with no specific line of miniatures, or is it?
Well, yes, it is online of Post-Apocalyptic Warriors. But I think you could pretty easily fit generic generic models also. I'm not familiar with the game. I know of it, but not. I don't know much about it, though.
Yeah, some of the models they're kind of retro.
Yeah, a bit.
I'm not sure they'll appeal to everyone, but they kind of make me feel nostalgic. And the weird guy that looks like a fat Elvis with like post-apocalyptic equipment.
Yeah, the Johnny Atomic. That's the Kickstarter main model.
Interesting. So that's something to cool look at. All right, next up.
Before that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's running until April 7th.
Someday I'll get that right, Antoine. Someday. Jeez. All right. Next up, Wild in the Streets, a miniature game of youth gone wild.
Yeah.
now you put this in the article in the doc, so I'm not even sure, man.
Yeah. A friend of mine said, "Yeah, there is a miniature game for everything now." So it's a miniature game of street gangs. It's really all you could say about that. You have, probably some of those terms are more UK-ish. Like, skinheads are known, but crusties, I have never seen that term.
And the goths.
Yeah.
The murder cult girls. The straight edge guys. That's so funny.
Yeah. So, the Kickstarter is for the rules and the minute starter for the four gangs. So, and they were not asking for a lot. They were asking for $1,000. So, and they're past double time their goal right now. So at least it's funded and they still have more than 3 weeks to go. So they'll probably unlock a bunch of stretch goals, new gangs or new sculpts for sure.
Too funny. Like you said, there's a game for everything now.
Yep. So they are running until April 8th. Yep.
All right. Next up. This is the one that tickled my fancy. Cardstock Warriors.
So those are what you could think of miniature wargaming, but without lead. Without lead. So they are small stands of paper models or cardboard models fitting on trays, but they all have a pretty cute cartoony look. You have a bunch of faction. The dwarf are cool. The undeads are all pretty interesting too.
The witch army.
Yeah.
It's
cartoony so cute. And all like big line, a big black line, big lining on everything.
It's all cell shaded. Yeah.
And like one of the bases I see right now is a vampire, but it's on a giant base. So you have rows of tombstone and a big tree with no leaves, a big dead tree and behind him. So that makes for a cool scene with just cardboard.
Yeah. I like the way that I like the dwarf art too.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God, the dwarf guy that's running the little juggernaut thing.
Not the mech, is it?
No, the dwarven mech.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With the pincer and the buzzsaw, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This looks amazing. So, is it for files to print, or do you get the pre-printed cardboard?
Wow, I didn't read that far into it, okay. I must be honest. So... It's a print-and-play war game. Yeah,
it's print-and-play, so it's, you get PDFs. But that's awesome.
And it's pretty cheap. Like
$45 gets you two armies, yeah.
Yeah, and the rules, so that's good. Yeah, and there's four factions right now. The Goblins, Dwarf, Witch Kingdom, and Birdman.
Oh, those are Birdman. I thought they were elves of some kind. Okay.
Yeah, nope. Birdman.
All right.
It's cool. It's pretty cheap, and you can print as much as you want. So,
and that runs until April 7th.
Yeah, so they still have a bit over 3 weeks. They have not reached their goal yet, but they're almost at 50% there. So,
yeah,
hopefully it's possible.
Hopefully it pans out.
Yeah. It's worth it just for the artwork alone.
I'm just thinking about cutting out all these miniatures.
Yeah, that's the part I don't like. But once that's done, you're done. You don't have to paint, clean, anything else. So.
Yeah, it's true. That's absolutely true. All right. Last but not least, Succubus Studio releases the Witches Team. So the Blood Bowl revival continues?
Yeah, we've had the teams for Blood Bowl in the past weeks. Coming out often. So that's another one. So Witches Team, they are probably what you would call Dark Elves, I would say.
Yeah.
They do have... They make me think of Dark Eldar more than Dark Elf in the look, in the mostly in the color scheme. But they're pretty cool sculpts.
Yeah, I mean, the concept art's really cool. Do we have actual sculpts or just 3D renders?
I think it's only 3D renders right now.
Yeah, I'm always a little hesitant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you just never know what the final result's going to be. But they're cool-looking
models. But that's not this company first run at
a project. They've done other stuff.
This one is on Indiegogo, but they have done other ones. So you could, if for people who might who are interested in Blood Bowl, or at least in Blood Bowl teams, even if it's for that game or other games, and if that kind of team interests you, like witches or alternate dark elf, you can look at other projects by Succubus Studio and know what kind of quality they do have, because their other projects are already completed and you can see the cast. So It's good. Yeah, the project is already funded, and they still have 3 weeks to go, so.
So it's just stretch goals from here on out.
Oh, no, not 3 weeks. They have been running for 3 weeks. They still have 40 days to go, so. Running until, I have it right here, April 23rd.
Yeah, so. So plenty of time left to back that.
Yep.
And, the stretch goals look really awesome, too. If you saw the Witch Queen or the cheerleader and stuff, I think they look really awesome. So kudos to these guys. They've done a great job. Well done, Succubus Studio. And on that note, that finishes another News of the North. So I guess that's it, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio, and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.